You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Shell Lake City Council received a report on the room tax at their last meeting, showing another successful year of additional tourism revenue. The Washburn County Tourism Association says the tax brought in about $14,000 in 2023, and they're expecting strong numbers from 2024 as well. The room tax is added to visitors staying at hotels and licensed short-term rental properties in the county. 70% of the tax revenue goes back into tourism promotion efforts, and the remaining 30% goes to individual municipalities. Experts are reminding northern Wisconsin residents to take precautions against the Lone Star tick as the weather warms up. The ticks have been confirmed as far north as Douglas County. Unlike the usual ticks northern Wisconsin residents might see during the warmer months, the Lone Star tick could carry with it alpha-gal syndrome. People infected with AGS could develop an allergy to red meats, in addition to symptoms of nausea, vomiting, and difficulty breathing. Experts say the Lone Star tick is also significantly more aggressive than other species. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say the proposed cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could cost residents as much as $314 million each year. The cuts were included in the budget bill passed by the House of Representatives last week and will now head to the Senate for consideration. A DHS report estimated that around 90,000 residents could lose their current SNAP benefits under the cuts. The cuts would also force the state to pay a portion of the program costs based on its payment error rate. The Rice Lake City Council is set to once again consider the purchase of the National Guard Armory building at their meeting on Tuesday night. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had previously offered to sell the property to both Barron County and the City of Rice Lake. Barron County decided against pursuing the purchase, but the City of Rice Lake has been seeking public input on potential uses for the property if they purchased it. The 1,800-square-foot East Barker Street property has an appraised value of $550,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be on the lookout for turtles coming ashore to lay their eggs over the next few weeks. DNR officials say there are 11 species of turtles in the state that will be laying their eggs in shallow nests through the end of June. Some of those nests could be buried in residential yards, occasionally forcing the turtles to cross busy roadways. Residents should be on the lookout for turtles near lakes, rivers, and swamps, and share any turtle sightings with the Department of Natural Resources. State Republicans have introduced legislation that would require the universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys is among the nonprofits selected to administer and distribute $2 million in grant funding from the Otto Bremer Trust. United Way Wisconsin will distribute the grant funding to local nonprofits across the state, with grant awards of up to $75,000 available. United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys serves residents in the Northwest Wisconsin region, including Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. Local nonprofits can submit their applications for the grant funding online. A Sawyer County man accused of pointing a handgun at a law enforcement officer during a Rusk County incident has been convicted on multiple charges. 57-year-old Todd Meinke of Winter was arrested following a standoff during the December 3rd incident. Law enforcement authorities were responding for a welfare check after receiving a report that he was intoxicated and not allowing a woman who felt unsafe to leave the premises. Meinke was charged with recklessly endangering safety and intentionally pointing a firearm at law enforcement following his arrest. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of states have been granted a preliminary injunction stopping the Trump administration from eliminating the U.S. Department of Education. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced the court order on Thursday, which restricts the administration from implementing mass layoffs and transferring the management of federal student loans and special education functions to other agencies. The court order also requires the Department of Education to reinstate previously laid off federal employees. Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation on Thursday to continue supporting the Child Care Counts program. Governor Tony Evers had requested a $480 million investment in child care programs across the state in his biennial budget proposal, a measure that was later removed by Republican lawmakers. The newly proposed legislation calls for that $480 million separately from the budget proposal. The program was originally funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and is set to expire in June. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a 3-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right to people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity, so you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll drop down to 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower and a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.